RelicRadio.com presents tales of the strange and bizarre, the weird and the wicked. Stories not necessarily of the supernatural, but of the unnatural. Join us now for Strange Tales, featuring radio drama at its most mysterious and unusual. Strange Tales, thanks for joining me this Sunday. We're going to hear from The Haunting Hour this week, a syndicated series of 52 episodes produced by NBC Radio. It was first broadcast from June of 1945 to December of 1946. We don't have broadcast dates for most of the episodes of this series, including the one we'll hear today, but it was heard in that 1945 to 1946 time frame. It's titled Nocturne.
Stay where you are. Do not break the stillness of this moment, for this is a time of mystery, a time when imagination is free and moves forward swiftly, silently. This is the Haunting Hour. Exceedingly strange is this world, and of all the things in it, the strangest are the ways of men. There are those who harbor up bitterness, along whose network of nerves, taut as fiddle strings, lurks the primordial passion which branded Cain. And there are those whose thoughts are like lighted shadows against the stars, and the fiber of whose individuality throbs to beauty and the revelation of music. This is the story of two men, and of the role a piece of music and a searing flame played in their destiny. Two men, Matt and Stuart Bannock, twin brothers held together by the tenuous cobweb of blood ties, but poles apart in the warp of their lives. Matt, brooding and neurotic. Stuart, teeming with vigor, brilliant as a shaft of morning sunlight. That is Stuart playing.
You're always playing that infernal piece. Why, Stuart, why?
Matt, you've asked me that before. I like it. It's my favorite. You'd understand if you were a musician.
That's right. Rub it in. You're a musician and I'm not. I can't play a note.
Matt.
So you're talented and I'm not.
I didn't mean it that way.
You're admired by everyone and I'm not. And no matter what you meant. The fact is, I'm just a forgotten half of twin brothers. Everything conspires against me.
Matt, come on, you just haven't found yourself yet, that's all.
Haven't found myself. I find that I've been robbed.
Robbed?
Yes, my dear Stuart, robbed. And apparently there's nothing I can do about it.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
Matt, you've never said anything to me about it. When did it happen?
When we were born.
Afraid I don't follow you.
That's the trouble. I followed you. You were born first, ahead of me.
Sure, by all of 10 minutes, but what of it? I don't see that that means anything.
Oh, naturally, you wouldn't. Those who ride never understand why those who walk are footsore. Those who possess don't understand the hunger of those in want.
Matt, you're talking in riddles. What are you trying to say?
I say you're a robber, a thief.
I?
Yes, you. My own twin brother. You're stolen from me.
Matt, I don't understand. What have I taken from you?
Talent. Personality. Intangible things that mark the difference between one man and another.
Talent. Personality. Afraid I'm confused. I don't know what you're talking about.
Did you ever wonder why people have no trouble telling us apart?
No, I can't say that I have.
Look. Here we are, twins. Identical twins. We look alike in every respect. Did no one ever call you Matt or me Stuart? Do you know why?
Why?
Because they can sense the difference between us, that's why. Because the man who has and the man has not.
Oh, don't look so amazed, Stuart. It's true.
You're the one who has, and I'm the one who has not. And the things I lack are the qualities you have in overabundance. Strength, imagination, vigor, and talent. All the things that you've robbed from me.
Matt, you're not making sense.
Oh, yes, I am. I thought it all out carefully. I've had years to do it, Stuart. Now I know.
Now you know what?
That a person is born with just so much luck or strength or talent. With twins, it has to be divided. There isn't quite enough of everything to go around, so one twin takes more than his fair share. He robs the other, just as you've robbed me, Stuart.
What a theory, Matt.
It's a fact. A fact from which there can be only one escape for me.
Mavis?
Yes, Matt?
Well, that is, you look very lovely today.
Oh, thank you, kind sir.
Well, you're always beautiful.
Such flattery.
It isn't flattery, you know I mean it. Mavis, you know how I feel about you.
Please, Matt, we've gone all through that before.
I can't help it, Mavis, I love you. I'd do anything for you. I'd even kill for you.
Matt!
Yes, I'd kill for you. I can't stand the thought of some other man possessing you. I tell you, I won't allow it.
Please, Matt. You're all excited.
Well, why shouldn't I be? You expect me to stand by and do nothing while another man steals all the things that I want?
No one is taking anything from you, Matt. I just don't love you. That's all.
Tell me the truth, Mavis. Is there someone else?
Yes.
I thought so. He always stands in the way of my happiness.
He? But I haven't said who it is.
You don't have to. I know.
Well, then you must be psychic.
Don't joke, Mavis. It isn't funny. Not to me.
I'm sorry.
Everyone is always sorry for me. Poor Matt, they say. He's not at all like Stuart, his twin brother. Or poor Matt. Isn't it too bad he isn't a musician, too? Or poor Matt.
Oh, Matt, please.
It's Stuart you love, isn't it?
I didn't say.
You don't have to. I can see it in your eyes. Why are you afraid to tell me?
I don't know. Maybe it's because of what I see in your eyes. I'll tell you what. I'll make you a promise. As soon as the news of my engagement is ready to be released, you'll be the first to know.
Thanks.
No. Now you feel like killing anyone?
Yes, more than ever. Mavis?
Yes, Stuart?
Well, that is, you look very lovely today.
Thank you, kind sir.
But then you're Well, you're always beautiful. Mavis, what's the matter? You look faint.
Oh, it's nothing. I just remembered something that someone else said.
You mean there are others crazy enough to think you're beautiful, too?
So I've been led to believe.
I thought I was the only one.
You are the only one.
Oh, Mavis, Mavis, darling. I love you.
And I love you.
Oh, this is wonderful. You're wonderful. Everything's wonderful. I want to tell the whole world about us.
Oh, but I promised to let someone be the first to know.
Who is it? Anyone I know?
It's a, Stuart.
Hmm?
You will be careful, won't you?
Careful? Careful of what, dear?
Of, Oh, it's nothing. I guess I'm just being silly.
No, no, you're adorable. Come here. Still feel silly?
No. Oh, but, Stuart, darling.
Yes, dear?
Do be careful. For my sake, please.
Who's there? I said, who's there?
It's I.
Oh, Matt. Had me worried for a moment. I didn't know who it was. Guess I'm kind of nervous tonight. Mavis said something about being... Well, Matt. Matt, what's that you're carrying?
A bottle.
What's in it?
A liquid.
A what?
Gasoline. Matt! Matt, what's the big idea? See this match in my hand? Yes. That ought to give you your answer.
Matt, that's dangerous.
For you, not for me. What are you saying? You won't rob me this time, Stuart. You've taken talent and personality from me. Now you want the girl I love.
But...
I can't stand the thought of some other man possessing Mavis, I tell you, and I won't allow it.
Matt, I didn't know.
Well, you do now! I'm going to set the house on fire, and you're going to be burned alive, dear brother.
Matt!
You can't get out! The flames will have you trapped there in the corner, but I can get out! I'm standing here by the door.
Matt,
don't strike that match. Come on, Stuart. I'm paying you back for robbing me.
Matt,
all I have to do is throw the burning match into the liquid at your feet. Like this.
Oh, my face. Exploded in my face. I can't see.
Matt!
Stuart!
Matt, where are you?
Stuart! Stuart, save me!
I can't!
Save me!
Stuart, Cornyn!
Stuart!
Matt!
Go in there.
Oh, my fiancé is in there. Let go of me, officer, please.
Sorry, but no one can go into that house. It's a solid mass of flames.
Please, please.
Nothing doing.
Look, there's somebody at the window.
He's going to jump.
Oh, let it be, Stuart.
Go on, jump. Hurry, jump.
Stuart.
Hang on. Hey!
I'm going to call an ambulance. And what do you want?
May I see him?
You better not, lady.
Oh, but please,
You happen to know the people who lived in this house?
Yes. My fiancé and his twin brother. Oh, let me see which it is.
Well, all right. There. You recognize him? Well, which is it?
I don't know.
And Stuart Bannock, twin brothers, yet different as day and night. Matt, bitter and neurotic. Stuart, a brilliant pianist whose favorite music is one of Chopin's nocturnes. Both are in love with Mavis, who loves Stuart.
Matt believes he has been robbed of talent and personality by being born a twin. He sets fire to the Bannock house to kill Stuart, but he too is trapped in the flames. One man leaps from the burning building. Which is it? Matt or Stuart?
And the chief says there's no doubt it was a case of arson.
That so?
Yep. We found the fellow who sold the gasoline. He swears it was Matt Bannock who bought it.
He's positive, huh?
Yep. Says he knew both Stuart and Matt all their lives. Has never mistaken one for the other.
Makes the case pretty easy then, doesn't it, Kelly?
Bain, how long you been on the arson squad?
Oh, about 2 months.
Well, Bain, when you've been on it as long as I have, you'll know there's no such thing as a really easy case.
We've got the survivor, haven't we?
Yep. Got him under guard in the hospital.
Then all we have to do is identify him. What's so tough about that?
Oh, nothing. Nothing at all. Except the guys were identical twins and this fellow's badly banged up. And nobody knows whether it's Matt or Stuart.
No way of identifying him? By fingerprints or something?
No, nope, we've checked everywhere. Their prints have never been filed.
Well,
Yeah, go on, I'm listening.
Oh, why can't we get him to talk and identify himself?
We've tried that. He talks all right. He'll talk your arm off if you let him. But getting him to make sense, that's a different story.
Mavis? Mavis?
Yes?
I want Mavis. I love Mavis. Will you tell her that when you see her?
Yes, I'll tell her.
Make her come to me. Without her, I'm lost and everything is wasted.
Don't try to rest, please.
You're not like Mavis.
Shh. Now, you must be quiet so you can get well.
Shall I tell you a secret? I love her. Everybody loves her, but I love her most.
She loves you, too.
How do you know? Who told you? Go away. Tell Mavis I want her.
I'll bring her to you if you just go to sleep. And when you wake, she'll be here beside you.
Tell her I love her. I'll sleep if you promise to tell Mavis I love her.
Yes. Yes, I promise. Now, close your eyes.
And that's why we can't get him to identify himself. He doesn't talk sense. His mind's deranged.
I see.
Well, you got any more brilliant ideas on how we can find out if he's Matt or if he's Stuart?
Well,
go on, I'm still listening. I got nothing else to do.
Have you asked the doctors at the hospital how long it'll be before he recovers his senses?
Of course we asked the doctors. That's one of the first things we did when we found we couldn't get anything out of the man ourselves.
What'd they say?
Oh, they were very helpful. Very helpful indeed. They said as far as they could tell, he might be like that the rest of his life.
Gee, that's tough.
And then again, he might snap out of it at any time. A shock or something might restore his mind to normal.
That gives us some hope. See, Kelly, do you mind if I go along with you the next time you go to the hospital to see him?
No, not at all, not at all. What have I got to lose? There it is. 802. This is room.
All right. It'll be wasted. Wasted, I tell you. She won't let it. She won't let it. She's good.
Listen to
her. She won't. It's dark most of the time. Lights go out. She makes it bright again.
Kind of gives me the creeps.
Tell her to make it bright again.
Hello.
Someone's here.
How are you feeling?
I don't know you. Who are you?
Oh, just a couple of friends. Who are you?
You wouldn't understand. It's the darkness, but she makes
Isn't
it bright.
That poor devil.
She's Mavis, and I...
You're Matt.
I...
You're Matt, aren't you?
I'm Matt.
Huh?
I'm tired.
But you are Matt Bannock. We know that now.
I love Mavis.
Stop bluffing. You're Matt Bannock. You know you are.
I know I am. I am Matt Bannock? Yes. Yes, I am Matt Bannock. I'm Matt Bannock, and I've been robbed. Mavis. Mavis makes the darkness bright.
Stop that.
I...
Now repeat after me. I am Matt Bannock. Go on, say it.
It's
no use saying he's cracked.
I think he's faking. What's your name?
I'm Stuart Bannock. I'm Stuart Bannock, and I have everything.
What's your name?
I'm Matt Bannock. I'm Matt. I've been robbed of my heritage.
What's your name?
I love Mavis. I love Mavis because she makes everything right.
Oh, I give up. He's
fine. Love...
Yep, let's get out of here.
I love Mavis.
Well, Matt Bannock or Stuart Bannock, whichever he is leaving the hospital today. Girl Mavis has taken him to her home.
Why?
Well, it seems she and Stuart became engaged the very day of the fire. She doesn't know whether this fellow is Matt or Stuart, but she isn't taking any chances. You know how loyal women can be.
Yeah.
I'd like to forget the whole case, but the chief won't stand for that. He won't rest or let us rest till he proves who the survivor is.
Yeah. But even if he is Matt, we can't get a conviction. The man is mentally unbalanced.
Or else he's putting on a darn good act. And an act always has a flaw that shows up in time. But whatever it is, he's still getting away with murder.
You're home now. This is your new home.
Home?
Yes.
I am home.
Yes. This is where you'll get well and strong again.
Strong? I will be strong again.
You see? You've spoken two rational sentences in succession.
Home.
Maybe the association of ideas and objects will help. Come along. Come along with me. That's it.
I like to be home. I like to be home.
Now, sit right down here. That's it. Look what's in front of you. See? It's a piano.
Piano?
Yes, a piano. Play it. Play the piano.
Piano.
Watch me. See? Like this. Now you do that.
Piano.
Here. Let me help you. Put your hands on the keys. Like this. That's it. Now play. Please.
Piano.
Please try. Try again. Oh, no. Here, drink this glass of milk.
If you see Mavis, you tell her I love her.
Yes, I'll tell her. But first, take this glass. There, that's better. Oh, I'm so sorry for you.
Everyone is always sorry for me.
What?
I don't want to drink this. I'm tired. I'm tired of this.
Oh, you sound like mad.
Tired of them all. Robbed. Robbed of talent and personality.
Oh, no, no, it can't be.
I said robbed.
Don't wave your arm like that. You'll have to upset the table.
I can't stand the thought of some other man possessing Mavis.
Matt's words.
Robbed.
He said that the day you...
I won't allow it.
Oh, be careful of that table. There's a burning chafing dish on it.
I tell you, I won't allow it.
Oh, the table. Now you've overturned it.
I won't allow it.
The rug.
I won't.
The rug is on fire. It's on fire. Get out of the way. Get out of the way while I put out this fire. Stand over there. Stand over there by the piano. There. There, the fire is out. Do you hear? The fire is out.
Fire? Fire?
Don't come near me. Stay there by the piano. Yes, yes, by the piano.
Piano. Piano.
Fire.
Exceedingly strange is this world, and of all the things in it, the strangest are the ways of men. This is the story of two men, and of the role a piece of music and a searing flame played in their destiny. Two men, Matt and Stuart Bennett, twin brothers, held together by the tenuous cobweb of blood ties, but poles apart in the warp of their lives. Matt, brooding and neurotic. Stuart, teeming with vigor, brilliant as a shaft of morning sunlight. From shadows and stillness, mystery weaves a spell of strangest fascination, charging the mind with doubts and fears. For mystery is a strange companion, a living memory in the haunting hour.
That's our strange tale for this week. There's more from The Haunting Hour, this podcast, and all of the other Relic Radio podcasts at relicradio.com. You'll also find our Shoutcast stream there, running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with more old-time radio, lots to listen to. If you'd like to help support this and all of the shows, visit donate.relicradio.com or click on one of those donate links. Your support is the only thing that keeps this show coming every week. Thank you, as always, to those who have helped out. Thanks for joining me this week. Be back again next Sunday with another episode of Relic Radio's Strange Tales.